Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You could call it a rematch, even though the two Republicans running for the nomination for Anne Arundel County Executive haven't faced each other in an election before. Last year, they were both competing to be appointed county executive after John Leopold's criminal misconduct conviction. Incumbent County Executive Laura Newman got the nod then from the county council. Now, in the primary election a week from tomorrow, she again faces two-term state delegate Steve Hsu. She represents District 31 in the northeastern part of Anne Arundel County. Whoever wins next Tuesday's vote will face Democrat George Johnson IV in the November 4th general election. The former Anne Arundel County sheriff has no opponent in the Democratic primary. What separates the two Republican candidates in this race for the top position in Anne Arundel County government? We turn to WIPR news reporter Kenneth Burns, who's with me in the studio. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Sheila.
And on the phone, Josh Kurtz, weekly columnist for Center Maryland. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Sheila.
Kenneth Burns, you recently gave us a profile of Newman and Hsu. Tell us just a bit about Newman's background.
It's a story that people have honestly fallen in love with. It's a rags-to-riches story. She grew up in Baltimore. She was the victim of a rape who sought justice and finally received it 20 years later. She earned an MBA from Loyola of Maryland, and she ran several companies, including a tech startup, which eventually sold for a whole lot of money. She moved to Annapolis 20 years ago because she liked the atmosphere. She went boating. In the story, she talked about that for the first time when she went boating. She'd never been on a boat before, and that kind of shaped where she wanted to call home for the next two decades now.
And Delegate Hsu is a small businessman, right?
He is a financial guy, grew up in Anne Arundel County, went to Severn School. He's been around the corners of Anne Arundel County for a long time, helping on other campaigns. And he's also involved with this holding company for a number of green turtle restaurants in Anne Arundel County, which was a point of conversation when he applied to finish the term of John Leopold.
Because?
A member of the council, Derek Fink, he was partners with him.
Oh, I see.
So eventually, Hsu divested himself. Somebody divested himself of that holding. I believe it was Steve Hsu. And Derek Fink, the councilman, read the statement that since he did that, I could vote on the.
I see. Josh Kurtz, the title of Kenny's report was Who's the Better Republican? Is that where a lot of the sparring between the candidates comes from?
I think without a doubt. If you kind of go issue by issue, there isn't a lot of difference between them. They kind of differ on the margins. But Hsu has a much longer identification with the Republican Party. He's been a party activist before he became an elected official. And Newman, immediately prior to becoming county executive, was in fact running the Economic Development Agency in Howard County under Ken Ullman, who's a Democrat. And so for several Republican activists and possibly voters, that's an issue. And in fact, is sort of, it has set up something of kind of a loyalty test to the party for these two candidates that Newman has to kind of negotiate.
And where are they in campaign contributions? That's also a point of debate between them, isn't it? Josh?
It certainly is to a degree. Newman has, you're talking about campaign contributions received, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't very clear.
Because I was going to just quickly add that Newman has been criticized because she's given campaign contributions to Democrats before, particularly Ullman when she worked for him. But Newman has received a lot of contributions from developers and businesses, which isn't entirely surprising for an incumbent county executive. And Hsu, I know, has funded his campaign to a great degree through loans from his own pocket. And so that's controversial in certain circles.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Josh Kurtz, weekly columnist for Center Maryland, and Kenneth Burns, WIPR news reporter, talking about the race for Republican nomination for Anne Arundel County Executive. Not many policy differences. The rain tax is one, right? The tax on
this
to
has
pay
been
for
a,
stormwater.
Yeah,
remediation.
This has been a bone of contention because Delegate Steve Hsu voted to allow the rain tax to be created in the 10 largest jurisdictions, which meant that that vote landed in Laura Newman's lap because she had to decide how much to charge for the stormwater remediation fee, which many people call a rain tax. Mm-hmm. In fact, the SHU campaign on their Twitter account, they had a little bit of an issue with the Baltimore Sun reporter Pamela Wood, who covered the county for the Sun and for the Capitol before that. And he said the state bill did not raise a penny and allowed the county to repair its storm pipes without a new tax. But Pamela fired back saying that the state bill did allow for some sort of fee to repair the stormwater infrastructure. So, and a number of people brought this up when I went with the SHU campaign as they were canvassing in Severna Park. At least one voter said, "You voted for the rain tax." And Delegate SHU said, "Yes, I did. However, it could have been any amount." And we know some of the more rural counties charge very, very little, a dollar in some instances.
And that was one of the first actions, I think, the high-profile actions that Newman took as county executive was to veto the plan for how much the tax
right.
would
She vetoed the first plan, then eventually another one was approved.
Josh Kurtz, it seems to me that this particular primary race has drawn perhaps more attention than some of the other counties. Are there statewide implications?
I think there are. I think particularly when Republicans are desperate for kind of new statewide stars, you look to the bigger counties for the bench. And so clearly, if one of these people is going to win the primary and then will be favored to win the general election, I'd argue that Newman is a stronger general election candidate than Hsu against George Johnson. But you could really have, you know, the person the party is next looking for to run in a statewide race. And I think there is kind of, at least among insiders, an internal debate about, well, Hsu is, you know, a solid guy, a solid conservative. He may be a perfectly fine county executive and, in fact, a very legitimate statewide contender someday. But some people think that Newman has a certain star power. You mentioned it right up top with her,
her
personal story is just very unusual. You know, Republicans, if they're going to compete statewide, they need to compete for the women's vote. Newman could help them there. And just the fact that she does have a history of working professionally with Democrats, that could sort of add to her statewide appeal. But it's a pretty narrow electorate in this Republican primary, so I don't know if voters will be thinking about some of those things. And again, people have kind of hit her for her loyalty to Republicans. And, you know, among her critics is former Governor Ehrlich, who still holds great sway in Republican contests.
That I wanted to ask you, Kenny, about endorsements. The Ehrlichs now live in Anne Arundel County, so they're a factor in this race?
They are a factor because Governor Ehrlich was the last Republican within the last decade to win state office. You also have the newspaper in Annapolis, the Capitol, recently endorsing Laura Newman, saying we're not concerned about who's the best Republican, but which Republican would be good at county executive. And it's a sentiment that Jerry Walker, the councilman who voted for her back in January, believes. And that seems to be the sentiment of a poll that Anne Arundel Community College did recently.
And remember, too, when we're talking about the Ehrlichs, Kendall Ehrlich, the former governor's wife, was among the people competing to be appointed county executive when John Leopold left.
Ah.
She didn't make the first round, though.
That's right. That's right.
We have to leave it there. I appreciate you both walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kenneth Burns is a reporter for WIPR's news team, and Josh Kurtz is a weekly columnist for Center Maryland. Either the incumbent county executive Laura Newman or Delegate Hsu will face Democratic candidate George Johnson IV in the November 4th general election. He has no opposition in the primary. As Nathan reminded us, early voting is open now. It ends Thursday. The primary election is next Tuesday. We'll let you know the early voting centers in Anne Arundel County on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us on 88.1.